Fortunately, we have our Echo. I'm going to be on for the next hour or so. We have our Echolink Net. Hi, Chris. This is AI Zero. Okay. Sorry, I had had a little problem with the keyboard here.
Hi, Jerry. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'm available. Yeah, just when we wrap up the net, just give me a call. Hopefully you have my phone number. If not, I'll put it in the chat, and we can chat then. Thanks.
But yeah, I do need your phone number then.
Testing.
Station testing, we're hearing you. You might want to give a little longer transmission so we can judge the quality of your output here, but we're hearing you.
Copy that, I appreciate it. KC3IEF, we're getting ready to do a demonstration tonight between 9 and 11 on TikTok. So I'm trying to make sure I have a good local ham channel set up, a GMRS channel set up. I've got a couple of 10-meter setups and 11-meter setups.
Okay, well, you're coming through the W3FDK machine fairly nicely. If you'd like to join us for the Echolink Net, Section Echolink Net, we'll be kicking that off in about 3 or 4 minutes. So thanks for joining. And stand by, please. AB3WG.
Is that Rick?
AB3WG, no, sir. I'm Chris Van Winkle. I'm the MDC section manager.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not realize that they were all, that everything was joined tonight. WRCM 2 and 3. Oh, darn it. KC3 is not testing. Yeah, we'll be monitoring that for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, Chris is head cook and bottle washer.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's one way to describe it. Maybe that's even the best way. So, all right. Good evening, everyone. We have a very small group tonight. We're going to wait a little while, as we always do. This is AB3WG. My name is Chris. I am the MDC section manager, and it is my pleasure to host our monthly section, MDC section Echolink Net, on the third Friday of each month. And I counted 6 topics I want to touch on tonight, and then we'll get to our linked repeaters and then our individual check-ins. So we will wait just a little while, and we're going to hear from several folks that I'm really anxious to hear from. We've got some really great folks checked in tonight, and some more folks that are coming on as we're talking. So stand by, and we'll get started. AB3WG. Okay, very good. I think we'll go ahead and kick this thing off. This is AB3WG. My name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. And I want to welcome everyone to the monthly section Echolink Net. Thanks for being with us on a chilly Friday afternoon and more chilly weather to come. So first thing I want to do is, as always, we thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for allowing us to host our net here each month. And John, if you're on, it looks like you are, I hope you are. And I would love to have your words for the net and get us kicked off, please. John Creel.
Had to wait for the idea to run WB3GXW. Good evening, everybody. All is good. Amateur Radio Club will be testing tomorrow in Laurel, 384 Main Street in Laurel, Maryland. Everybody is welcome to conference server for whatever they need it for. And also WBXW-L, Maryland Emergency Phone Net, that's also available for any kind of exercises or demonstrations. And other than that, please stay safe. Yeah, the temperature's next to XW. Good night.
Okay. Thank you, John, as always, for your words and your update. And we appreciate very much your having us here each month on the Echolink Net. Okay, let's get to some general news going on in the section from my desk. The section news went out last night. It went out via our groups.io announce group. So if you're not a member of that group, please use the link either on our website, ARRL-MDC.org, or the link in the section news to sign up and get added to our groups.io group. This is how we're going to be distributing information, including the section news going forward. So that is out, and that is also posted on the website, as I mentioned. Okay, the ARRL board meeting was today. The first meeting is in January. The second one, I think, is in June or July. I can't remember. They meet twice a year. So I know there's some capital D decisions they're working on up there, and I have no intel on what was decided or any of the kinds of motions or anything that they are considering this for the beginning of the year here, but maybe we'll hear something and report on that as we can in the very near future. Break. Okay. The also sticking with the league, they came out with a new it's kind of a I hate the word use the word contest. It's not really a contest. It's a sweeps. They're calling it a sweepstakes. If you go on the league website, you'll see one of their pages on the top of the website there. It's a little kind of a sweepstakes. You can enter this in various ways. Some of them cost money, some of them don't. But if you click on the link on the website, it'll tell you how you can enter to win lots of great radio gear and a watch. And there's various ways to enter. I think there's five or six different ways. Some of them are free. Some of them require you to either renew or join or sign up for auto-renewal for your league membership. And this sweepstakes will be running all year, so you've got plenty of time to get in on that and get in on a chance to win some great radio gear. Break. Okay, and in the section news, I mentioned that I wanted to have a kind of a, what I'm calling a town hall meeting. I wanted to do that this month, but I thought I would postpone that until next month so that we could get through this board meeting. And I'm hoping to have some information on what happened at the board meeting that I can share with everyone. I would like to do that next month, probably the 11th or the 18th. That's a Tuesday. I know Wednesdays are bad, probably Thursdays. I don't want to do it on a Friday, so it's, and Monday's probably not great, so I'm kind of focusing on Tuesday for now. So we'll see, but I'm really looking forward to this. I'm going to give a little presentation on the kinds of things we've gotten done in the last year and a half as section manager, and then we'll just open it up for questions. You can ask about anything you want. We can talk about me, my staff, the section, the league, anything and everything is open. I'll be as open and honest as I can. And I'm really looking forward to this. So we're definitely going to do this. I'll send out a Zoom link and just ask everybody to forward it to every MDC ham that they know. If you're an MDC ham, you're welcome to join this town hall. You don't have to be a league member. I don't care whether you're a league member or not. For this venue, we're going to welcome everyone. Break. Okay, and then the last thing I have, we have a few staff changes I want to mention. We have a couple new emergency coordinators that have joined the staff recently. Starting off Anne Arundel County, we have Rob Hurd, N3HU. He's going to be taking over for Ken Reed, who's done the position for, I think, the last 2 years, done a great job. We're going to miss Ken, but we welcome Rob, and looking forward to working with him. Full disclosure, I'm a member of that group. And then in Washington County, I just got word that Joe McGuire, Whiskey Alpha 1 Zulu Zulu Quebec, is going to be the EC for Washington County. And that's taking the place of Butch, I believe you say, I can't pronounce his last name, Butch Eigenbrode. I'm probably butchering that. I apologize. But Butch has been doing a great job for a very long time, many, many years. And we're sorry to see him go, but we welcome Joe McGuire, WA1ZZQ, for Washington County. Break. Okay, very good. Let's go to, recheck the list here and see about our linked repeaters. So we've got KA2JAI, and I guess, oh, we do still have FDK. All right, let me call on, we'll start with our Link for Peter Systems. Let's go to W3FDK, and I would love to have you give us your comments and then call your stations, please. Okay, I believe FDK is just monitoring this frequency for now, so that's fine. All right, let's go to the KA2JAI repeater, and I'm not sure who's going to be calling the stations tonight, but welcome, KA2JAI. Give us your comments and call your stations, please.
This is N3FQC for the Millersville repeater, 146.805. My name's Don. I'm the manager of the Baltimore Traffic Net, and I'd like to welcome give kudos to Warren, KN6HXP. He ran the as net control this evening. Did a brilliant job. Said he's willing to try it again, and I'm hoping I can convince him to do a lot of this. So thank you, Warren. We have a check in KB3KWT. Paul is checked in and out and just listening. And I do not see anyone on the Echolink at this time, so I'll call for any check-ins on the 805 machine. Please call now.
This is Kilo November 6, Hotel X-Ray Papa.
KA2JAI with no comments.
Thank you, and you've got the helm.
N3FTC, you doubled up there. Say again, please.
Go ahead with your comments, please.
First time checking this net. Looking forward to hearing the news. I am on the MDC group.io, and I do not see December or January's texted news in there. So, the gentleman said the news up there. It does not seem to be up there, so I just want to let someone know. KN6, HXP, back to control.
Okay, I'll forward that to you. Anyone else check in on the 146.805 machine?
KA2JAI.
KA2JAI, Mike. Thank you for getting the Echolink up and running and connected. Your comments, please.
Good evening, Don and everyone. No comments except to mention that I did see the the report on the group's IO today when I looked up there earlier today. Back to you, Don. This is KA2JAI.
Yeah, thank you for that. And let's make one more call for a check-in on the Millersville repeater. Okay, nothing further. And 3FQC, back to Chris.
Okay, very good. Yeah, maybe I wasn't clear in the for the section news. Yeah, I put that out through the announce group in our groups.io system. There are many subgroups in that system that we've set up. So if you look in the announce group, that's where the message is posted. And so hopefully you should find it there. I mean, I put it there, so I'm pretty sure it's still there. All right, very good. Thank you, Don. Thanks for handling the KA2JAI machine. Always a great machine, and it's great to hear from you guys. All right, I'd like to go straight away to our Skywarn rep, AI0K Jerry. My goodness, there's some weather coming, and if you would like to give us a report and anything else you would like to tell us tonight on the Echolink net here, please do so, AI0K.
Hello, Chris, and good evening all. AB3WG, AI0K. Skywarn has been pretty active over the last year. Won't give too much of a synopsis, but it's been successful. Lately, we have had some winter weather, which is the first since 2022. These reports are important to the National Weather Service that helps them, number one, calibrate the radar. But more importantly, it allows them to give watches and warnings for various areas, especially for travel. For instance, the northern part of Montgomery County and up north of that has a winter watch for Sunday night or Saturday night and Sunday. And, you know, those are important. How we have been working the winter weather, since it is not as critical timing-wise as severe thunderstorms and tornadoes are, typically our nets operate, a net control will be monitoring on the hour, and not necessarily not between them, but could be on and off between them, but will be on the hour to take reports. These are forwarded to the National Weather Service. Additionally, if you have a spotter ID, you can send your reports in via the web, but the sending in via the SkyWarnNet is very helpful for everybody. Other than that, we are looking for a new SkyWarn coordinator in Washington County. As Chris said, that Butch is... he's resigned as the SkyWarn coordinator there also, and we need to find somebody to replace him. If you're interested, please talk to me at AI0K at AI0K.net. The basic requirement is that you have SkyWarn basic training. Net control training, helpful, but not necessary. You have lots of support, plus it gives you access to some private weather service communications that they're not available to the public, but they're very helpful. Also, we have some SkyWarn we have some SkyWarn training coming up. There's a basic class in Fairfax County, Virginia. Not necessarily important to anyone other than maybe Montgomery County, but the National Weather Service has committed to at least 4 virtual classes over the next year in that whole coverage area. That coverage area includes all of Maryland, west of the Chesapeake, plus Northern Virginia, and the Panhandle of West Virginia. So not everybody's going to get what they want, but we are there. If you would like to see a SkyWarn training, any of the SkyWarn classes in your area, please contact your emergency management office. They are the ones that provide support for the classes. National Weather Service works with them to get locations, so emergency management needs to request them from the office, in Baltimore, Washington National Weather Service office. So, as far as our station at WX4LWX, we have a couple of problems there. Our tri-band beam is frozen right now. Don't know what the problem was with the radar. Got to look at the rotator. But we need to look at that. Plus, we have an HF rig that one of our two HF rigs has no output on sideband. And we have an 84-meter dipole that needs some work. We're working on scheduling that, but it requires some cooperation from the Weather Service. Anyone who is interested in helping with any of that, I'm also interested in that, yes, down at Sterling, but yeah, not that far. And basically, what we need is somebody with technical expertise, especially some troubleshooting expertise. Let me let the repeater off. Finally, we want weather reports, winter weather reports. If you look at WX4LWX.us/, or you can look at that and look at the scripts. You can see the reports that we want, type of things we want. Also, your SkyWarn net should tell you what they are. Please, The National Weather Service needs those reports. They are very important. We are the largest organization in the country that provides Skywarn reports to the National Weather Service, and they really appreciate our reports. And Chris, sorry I didn't get a report into you, but it's been very busy around here, and I sorry I missed it. AB3WG, AI0K. Sorry, I guess I still exceeded the limit. But anyway, go ahead, Chris, AB3WG, AI0K.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate all the information and all the work you guys are doing, and we'll chat after the net here tonight. Okay, let's go next to Dave. This is Kilo Bravo 3, Echo Foxtrot Sierra in Little Falls, New York. Welcome to our section, EchoLink Net. Your comments for the net tonight, please.
Hey, good evening, everyone on net. This is Kilowatt Bravo 3, Echo Fox Sierra. And, yeah, I'm up in Little Falls, New York, originally licensed when I lived in Beltsville, and back in the fall of 99. So I've been staying in contact with 3GXW and 3N, so off and on via EchoLink and other forms of communication. I just happened to catch an email from Jim, and well, it's cold up here, and we're looking at below zero Fahrenheit weather next week. So you know, it's one of these things where temperature swings are happening rapidly up here, and in the next day or two, we're supposed to get rain. Oh joy, it'll be a flooding situation probably, but at least some of the basements. Anyhow, that's all I've got for up here. The Erie Canal is closed until May 16th, and then it'll be open for the 200th anniversary. And with that, back to net, KB3EFS.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. And Northern, in our division, there are seven sections, which include Northern and Western New York. So if you're in one of those, welcome. And thanks for joining us. All right, let's go next to our friend Jim Cross, WI3N. Jim, great to have you. I missed you. We missed you last month. Great to have you this month. As always, your comments tonight, please.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris, and good to be back here and on again. I'm not sure, something was happening last month and I couldn't get on, but anyway, just a quick here, say hi to Dave. We've known him for a few years now. And the other thing I will mention, we did have our Aries Mat meeting on Friday. We're doing it on the second Friday of every other month now. And that was good. And we had our SEC Adam on for that meeting, and that was great. So that's about it for me. Thanks, everyone. Stay warm, and we'll see you around. This is WI3M.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. It's always great having you here on our EchoLink Net. All right. Let's go next to one of our Baltimore Traffic Net net control stations, K3ABZ. Mark, great to have you with us tonight. Thanks for joining. Your comments for the net, please.
Great. Hey, thank you, Chris. I really appreciate what you do and the updates. No real comments besides that. Have a good evening, sir. K3ABZ, back to net.
All right, very good. And our Baltimore Traffic Net Manager, N3FQC, Don, was just on before on the KA2JAI system. There's a lot of great things going on the Baltimore Traffic Net, and there always has been and there always will be. We'll hear from Father Al, who founded the net, just shortly. And we've got, as Don mentioned, there's a few new net control stations. There's lots of written radiogram traffic being passed and people learning skills and brushing up on skills. So it's a great place to learn traffic handling, and I'll save the rest for, we'll let Father Al save the rest for that. for him as he is the resident expert. All right, let's go next to AJ3P. This is George. Thanks for joining tonight. Your comments for the net, please.
Hello, everyone. This is George, AJ3P. I'm in Ellicott City, Maryland, and I just heard about your group from BARC. I'm a member of BARC, Baltimore Amateur Radio Club, and they mentioned this group, and I thought I'd just listen in and see what's going on. And that's really all I have. Back to net, AJ3P.
Okay, very good. Thank you, George. Yes, we're quite familiar with the Baltimore Amateur Radio Club. I look forward to their Hamfest. It's right up the street from where I live here. Every year, I'm excited to get to that this coming year. It's not going to be for a while, but it's one of the better Hamfests. It's a great location, and I ride my bike through there quite frequently when it's warm enough. Okay, next we're going to go to KC3TAT. Melvin, thank you for joining, and your comments for the net, please.
Well, good evening, Chris, and everyone on the net. This is Melvin at KC3TAT. The Prince George's County ARES group has been assisting the Prince George's County Office of Emergency Management in the presidential inaugural. We've been manning the radio station for the region, and we're having an exciting time, and we're looking forward to Monday. That's all I have for now. Back to Chris.
Okay, very good. And one of the things I love about this net is that I try to think of things in my opening monologue that I can mention. And invariably, someone will mention something, as you just did, that jogs my mind and reminds me of something that I can mention that I forgot about. And the thing that jogged my mind is the you mentioned the inauguration. One of our groups, our DC group, is doing a little demonstration for some of the local county emergency folks for the upcoming inauguration, and I'm looking forward to getting a report from our EC down there, so that's happening. I think there are some other groups that may be doing some work for the inauguration, and so that's great. It of course is in our section, and yeah, great stuff going on for the upcoming inauguration break. Okay, let's go next to W3YVQ, Father Al. Father Al is our section traffic manager, all things national traffic system and a whole bunch of other stuff. W3YVQ, your comments, please.
All right, Chris, thank you very much, and good evening all. W3YVQ, and hello to Mr. Jim. And I was sitting back and chuckling to myself how we take things for granted sometimes when talking about the Baltimore traffic net. In the last year, we've gone from a few folks like the net manager being liaison to MEPN, and now we have a list of stations for virtually every day of the week. I say virtually, people swap things around to suit their work requirements and so forth. But we essentially have MEPN to BTN liaison every night, reliably now. And that means folks have general class licenses to check into MEPN and tearing up about keeping the network connected to take the liaison slots. And every once in a while they check in MEPN and suddenly somebody has a whole pile of traffic to come to BTN. And but none of them have yet feigned rig failure, and they've managed to handle the traffic that needed to be moved. So kudos to all the guys on BTN and the net manager and 3FQC for keeping all that going. Break. Okay, the solar activity here today has been fairly modest. There are five little M-class flares. Notice how I cavalierly call them little. Most of them were in the twos, but there was one seven, an M7. Which occurred in the middle of the day, kind of disturbed the propagation a bit for a while, but not seriously. But that whole group of M's collectively pumped up the ionosphere, so the MUF was up well above 10 meters just before the MEPN that time this evening at 4:30 p.m. And I'm going from memory, but I think we reported for December that there were 88 M-class flares and 4 X-class flares that occurred during December. May have been less on the X side, but that's a lot of M-class flare activity. And that level of flux activity very handsomely represents the peak of the solar cycle 25 and the excellent propagation it has been giving us on the HF band. Okay, and again, I'd like to invite as many stations as possible from our 23 counties and Ocean City, Baltimore City, D.C., National Institutes of Health, and MEMA, and other players that are an important part of the emergency response infrastructure here in MDC to have representative capability to MEPN daily. And that meets at 2200 Zulu for the formal call all year long. The local time changes with standard versus daylight, and we're currently on the winter schedule at 4:30 and 5 p.m. for the formal call, which is 2200 Zulu. Liaisons from all your jurisdictions allow us to move new licensee messages to the new hams from a variety of NTS sources. That welcoming traffic can be very valuable to those newcomers, making them feel welcome to amateur radio, and at the same time collect for you locally, when you make the delivery, information about what kind of radios and antennas they might use to get on the air, what repeaters to use and the frequencies, etc., where the clubs meet and when, and perhaps offer them a ride to a club meeting, and perhaps local RAG-Q possibilities for answering questions on a daily basis to help them get going. That is a valuable door opener message that we create in the NTS for that purpose. And although we may take those on MEPN and have one station with wide area telephone service making the deliveries, it's never the same as having a local ham in the neighborhood do it, since we up here in the northern end of the state seldom have any idea what the current status of Charles County or St. Mary's County or Somerset County repeaters might be, or where the clubs are meeting, etc. That's something for local folks to do. And we have a lot of HFMs in the state who can check in on MEPN. If not every day, maybe every second day, you can spread the workload over a number of folks and still get those welcoming messages down to the local area and help the new ham keep his phone number locally private as well. That's about enough for tonight. 7-3-0, have a great weekend. Be careful not to slip and fall. It's that kind of weather, and you don't want to be laid up in bed for spring. W3YVQ 7-3.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much, Father Al, and it's always a pleasure having you here on our EchoLink net. All right, next, it came out horribly in the chat there, but I want to go to WI3J. Stuart, always good having you with us. Your comments for the net tonight.
Well, good evening there, Chris, everyone. That's WI3J Stewart here in Gaithersburg. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have another blast here starting early next week or whatever. On the way home this morning, I got some more gas for the snowblower to be prepared if necessary. So I'm giving it a workout this year. I hadn't used it for the past 3 or 4 years, and it's working, so I'm prepared here. And, Trump wants to take over Greenland, and I tell you what, the weather we're getting, it's going to be like Greenland, you know, in the 20s and wind chills and single digits. So we'll be acclimated if we ever want to go up there and look around. It won't be a big shock. We'll already be acclimated. Back to you there, Chris, WI3J.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Stuart. Some folks that know me know I absolutely do not like being cold. I'm definitely a summer guy, so Greenland, no, not for me. But we'll see what happens. And last on my list, I think I'm going to miss maybe one person. KC3EWN, if you're still listed. Where is this individual? Oh, yes, James. KC3EWN, good evening. Thanks for joining. Your comments for the net tonight.
Well, good evening, Chris and everybody on the net. This is KC3EWN, Jim, up here in Seven Valleys, York County, Pennsylvania. Well, good evening, and hopefully everybody's staying warm. We are preparing for Monday. We're supposed to get anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of the white fluffy stuff. I think that's the most we're going to have so far this year. And then the cold spell kicks in. Yeah, them real cold temperatures, so... trying to be prepared as much as we can up here. Otherwise than that, not much else going on. Thanks for letting me check in, Chris, and everybody stay safe and healthy. This is KC3EWN back to net control.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate you checking in with us. And I'll mention our division pieces again. Our division, the Atlantic Division, does include Eastern and Western PA, where my brother lives, my older brother. So we have the whole state in our division, so great to hear you coming in from PA. All right, that's everybody on the list I have. If I'm going to give anybody a chance to speak again or raise any other issues or questions, and then I have one more thing I want to mention, and then we'll wrap this up. We usually go about 45 minutes, and we're just about there. We don't have to stop at 45 minutes, but I'm going through everyone in the list. If I missed anyone or anyone with any further comments, please. Okay, not hearing anything. I just want to wrap up by mentioning that I am getting, I've gotten two requests. I don't get the requests. I get them forwarded to me. Some of our HamFest requests are coming in. I've seen two of them so far. Those requests go to our division director, Bob Familio. And then he forwards them to me to get my okay, which he doesn't have to do that, but he does. It's very nice of him to do that. And I usually okay them, and then they get listed on the league website. So if your club is going to be sponsoring a HamFest, you might want to get those requests into the league. They usually come through Steve Ewald up there. And then he asks Bob if it's okay, and Bob checks some data and makes sure that they don't, two HamFests don't conflict with each other, and probably a bunch of other stuff that I don't know. And then he sends me an okay, and then they get approved, and you can have your HamFest sponsored by the league. So there's two of them that I've seen so far. Other than that, there's not a lot going on in this section. I do have a staff meeting with my staff, with our staff, coming up next week. And that'll probably be it for this month. And then it'll be February, and we'll be closer to spring. So with that, I'll give anybody one more chance to any further comments or anything before we close, please. Okay, very good. I want to thank everyone for joining. Thank you, John Creel. Thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure working with both of you. And it's my pleasure to host this net every month. We'll be doing it again next month. It'll be the third Friday is the 21st of February. And maybe it'll be warmer then. I hope it is. But it's still the dead of winter, so we'll see. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Have a great evening. Be safe, and we'll see you here next week. Or, next week, next month, AB3WG, 73.